Hey everyone, this is Ellie from Fangirlism. This is season 2, episode 1. I just wanted to say that I didn't want to continue with the old episodes numbers. I sort of stopped at episode 13, and it's been a whole year and a half, probably, I don't know, maybe more, since I last recorded and published anything. So I just thought that I'd come back, talk a little bit, maybe, I don't know, plan future episodes. I have no idea. Like I should probably, I don't know, write these things down and write a script or something for this. But I am just, I don't know, for me everything is just impulsive, and I just, like, I feel something and I'm like, oh, I really want to do it. And tonight is 10:24 p.m. I am recording this from Wollongong, Australia. Oh yeah, I made it. I left Iran about a year and a half, a whole year and a half ago. I think it was in December 2021. It's May 2023, and it's a week to my birthday. So happy birthday, happy early birthday to me. I am turning 30, which actually I think is a surprise for some of you listening to this, because I don't think that many of you are very familiar with me. I mean, but this is a very small podcast, so I don't think that I have many listeners. And as always, like, as I always do with, like, publishing stuff, I don't know, like, from podcasts to fanfics to original stories, I keep disappointing my audience, because I get mixed up with life, I guess. I kind of, like, forget about it. And then I'm like, oh no, I was busy, and I was doing that, and I was doing this. And I mean, it's not entirely a lie. Like, I have been busy studying PhD and all, but I have been procrastinating a lot too. And right now it's crazy, because right now I have another responsibility. I'm working as a tutor at the uni that I'm currently studying at, and I'm doing markings and shit. And currently I'm doing marking, and I don't really think that I should be recording shit when I'm doing something else, and something that is slightly more important, maybe, probably, possibly. But but still, like, I don't know, I was just looking around on Twitter, and somebody was asking about podcast suggestions for teenagers, and I just remembered, oh my gosh, yeah, I used to fangirl a lot, and that's why I called this podcast Fangirlism, to just talk about, like, fictional characters from movies, books, games, video games, to just, I don't know, to just go ahead and fangirl about them, and have my other like-minded people listen to this. So yeah, but I haven't entirely stopped doing that, like, I don't know, maybe it was life, maybe it was just the way that I wasn't really held inside a small cage, and I was let out eventually, and I was, like, experiencing all these new things, and I was trying to live, just simple as that. I just wanted to live, and I didn't want to do it within the pages of books and fanfics and watching shows. I sort of miss that part of me though. Like after living a whole year here, I sort of missed a part of me which I had time to read fanfics and actually like get excited about fictional characters. And I did actually, like, I had a small phase of playing Detroit Become Human video game, which I think that some of you probably played it before on PS4, and I didn't have a chance actually to play it. I played it couple of months ago and I kept playing it repeatedly because it has so many different endings and so many possibilities, so many different options that you can choose, and it just, I don't know, it just excited me. I just wanted to do it over and over again, and I really wanted to see what all the fuss was about. Connor, the character, the one of the main characters, and the moment I was in the game, I was like, oh my gosh, I am just in love with Connor, and I've been a little fan, you know, the little spark of a fangirl inside of me started to light up. But yeah, life got in the way and I couldn't fully enjoy it. So kinda last time I played it for several times, but then I had other responsibilities, so I couldn't really finish it, but I still want to play it, like, and then Resident Evil 4 came out, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, look at the graphics, look at Leon, this game is such a nostalgic game for me, like, I played it when I was 14, 15, and I pretty much begged my dad to buy my PlayStation 2 just for that game, and then I bought Devil May Cry 3, and that was like my entire personality for like all the way through my 20s. So it was crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I have ADHD, I think. I kind of figured out that I have ADHD because I just start talking about something and then I go off track and I talk about something else. So anyway, yeah. Resident Evil 4 came out and I couldn't really play it. I mean, I played a little bit of it at the beginning, but it was other thing. I had other things to do, so I was really busy, and I still want to play it. I still want to finish it. I still haven't it. I watched a bunch of videos on TikTok and YouTube about it and how the reviews were so good. So I'm sure that game rocked, and cannot wait for Silent Hill 2, and I pretty much know when it comes out, the remake version, I just want to have 1 week off to myself and just play it over and over again, and I don't care if I get depression or anxiety or whatever from that game. I just love to live through that phase again, and this time with higher graphics, even though I really hate James's new face, like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy? So that's like pretty much all about me. And what I've been doing recently regarding to being a little fangirl. I was so obsessed with Connor for a while that I was looking for fanfics, and they're like, not surprisingly, but a lot of fanfics and like fan edits and shit on TikTok and YouTube about Connor and Hank, which is funny to me because I sort of found the relationship to be more like father-son kind of a relationship rather than romantic or whatever. But yeah, if some people are into that, then I don't know. To reach their own, none of my business, but yeah. And then at the beginning, I really hated I can't remember what his name was. The main character, what the fuck? Kara, I really liked, she was nice, sweet, and I was really careful with my choices with her. I wanted a good ending for her, but like the first time I played it, they ended up in a camp. And the Android camp, they survived, So that was good, but I couldn't really pass the borders to Canada, which I wanted that to happen. And then the second time I played it and I entirely fucked it up and got them all killed. So yeah, it's my fault. I really have to play it again. And yeah, oh my gosh, I still cannot remember the main character's name. This is stupid. I gotta Google it. I have my laptop here. I gotta Google the Detroit Becomes Human main characters. I wish there was a game actually. Sorry, there was a movie or a TV show about this game, because okay, Cara, Connor, and Marcus. Yeah, oh my gosh, I forgot. I was thinking Alex, Steve. Yeah, Marcus. Marcus' character at the beginning when I played it, I was like, I don't like it. I feel like it's a generic hero, whatever. But maybe that was because of my choices. And then at the end, like the first time I played it, my revolution won, but the ending was not really good because I lost all my allies, like Josh and the girl who was in love with Marcus and I don't know, and the other one, Simon. Oh my gosh, my brain is so fucked. It's like 10:30 here, but my brain doesn't work at all. Yeah, and what happened after, like, oh, the second time I played it, my relationship grew with the girl that I can't remember the name. Oh, North. Yeah, her name was North. With North, which I liked it, because at the beginning it was so bad the first time I played it, and she hated me. She hated my cuts. But the second time, North really liked me, which I was proud of. And we were pretty much in love. We kissed and all, and we were about to have sex, but they like killed us. So yeah, so my revolution lost. And Connor, the only character who lived was Connor the second time I played it. And Connor like led this army of androids, whatever, and he also committed suicide at the end, because there was like, he went into this trance which he could talk with that lady from Cyber Life. I can't, oh my gosh, my brain is, I'm so bad with names. And the lady was like, oh, well done, Connor, we always wanted that to happen. I was like, oh my gosh, what is tweet, like, I was like, oh, I hate Marcus, I don't want him to live, and I don't really care as much about Cara, which I know would make me a horrible person to say that. Like, I didn't care about Cara and the little girl, but I really like Connor. I was like, oh yes, Connor is the main character now, he's the hero. And then the ending was like, yes, well done, Connor, we always wanted this to happen, and now androids have control over America or a state or whatever. And I was like, but what do you mean? Yeah, so anyway, yeah, Connor lost. I'm just looking over outside the balcony to see if the lights are on in other buildings, because the other time that it was stormy, there was a blackout, so the power went out. So I don't know, it might happen again. I have a candle light here, lit here, because I wanted it to keep warm. It's cold here in Australia. Yeah, just in reverse. It's funny, haha. Yeah, so basically it's pretty much what I wanted to talk about. Maybe there's more later, I don't know. Oh, I read some books, some Junji Ito books finally, completely, because I actually bought them and I had the physical copy, and I was just so happy. I have 3 books of Junji Ito and I'm so proud of myself. I'm such a Junji Ito fan. I have to dedicate a full episode to Junji Ito, because he's my favorite horror author, mangaka, whatever he's doing is amazing. I read Uzumaki, which was weird as fuck, and then I read Tomy and I was like, oh my gosh, this is even more weird than Uzumaki. I heard that people said Uzumaki was fucked, but like compared to Tomy is shit. Tomy is like
oh my gosh, you read it and you're like, what the fuck am I reading? What is this? Like, what sort of sick fucked up brain just came up with that idea? That's just not okay. I bought another one, one of Junji Ito's new works. So I'm so happy. I think he published it like a while ago. So I'm so happy to have a copy of that. It's called Censor, I think. I'm looking at it from my bed. It's sitting on my shelf. It's looking beautiful. The cover and everything. It's amazing. I only read a few pages. I really need to finish Tommy first and then read that one. But my brain is like, right now, it's like, I don't really want to read weird shit. That's pretty much all there is for now. Nothing else, just that. It's like catching up with a friend, with an old friend. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to start maybe recording every now and then. Every time I feel the little fangirl in me getting, you know, hyped and excited about something, I really want to come back and talk about it. I really want to come back and talk about Resident Evil 4 remake, but I still haven't finished it, so I don't think that I have the good judgment to talk about it. I can just say that it looks beautiful. I love all the atmosphere and everything. I don't really like Leon new face, like, I don't know, he looks prettier, but Leon's old face, I don't know, he was something else, or maybe I was just a teenager back then and I really liked him. Doesn't matter, but yeah, but he's amazing. He's looking great. Story, the parts that didn't make any sense, the dialogue, everything improved, everything sounds more American, more natural, more like somebody with knowledge of English grammar, probably good knowledge of English writing those dialogues. They're good. They changed some part of it that didn't look okay in the original. So like Ashley, apparently Ashley in the original, you could change the camera aspect and angle and look at Ashley's shorts or whatever, look at Ashley's panties. That's just so weird to say it, but apparently some sick dude outside, sick teen or a horny teenager would do that. I didn't know that was an option, but yeah, apparently they sort of like, I don't know, they took out that option, so you can't really do that. And Ashley is wearing shorts instead of skirt now, so it's pretty much impossible to do that. So yeah, good luck, sickos. You can't look at this fictional character's panties anymore for your own sick personal pleasure. I'm looking at 10:42. I gotta wake up early tomorrow, but that's pretty much it. I gotta go now, guys, but it was good to catch up. I feel like 18 minutes episode is good for beginning of a new chapter, but yeah, let me know what you think. You have my Twitter, as always. Happy to have you, and happy to hear your comments, anything of your feedback. It's good to be back. See you later. Have a good night.